meet today's semifinalists. A physician and healthcare analyst from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Lindsay Schultz. A university administrator from Princeton, New Jersey, Gilbert Holland. And an 11th grade physics teacher from New Paltz, New York, Francois Barco. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the last of our semifinal games. A bit of a rematch for the finals, which get underway tomorrow. We have James and Emma. Who will join them? Will it be Francois, Gilbert, or Lindsay? Let's start finding out. Here we go. Categories, please. First off, executive privilege. Next, medical abbreviations. Followed by UN International Years, official state stuff, best-selling books, and finally, we deal with the OED, not the Oxford English Dictionary. Each correct response will begin with an O and end with ED. Francois, start.
The OED for 200.
Ran against in an election. Francois.
What is opposed?
Yes.
OED 400.
Treated a person as if she were a thing, angering feminists. Gilbert.
What is objectified?
That's the word.
Med abbreviations for 1,000.
There's no Q in this adjective for a shot given into the fatty tissue under the skin, but SQ is the abbreviation for it. Francois?
What is subcutaneous?
Correct.
Official state stuff, 600.
Its state tree is the sugar maple, though it has a mighty pine at the center of its state seal. Gilbert.
What is Washington?
No. Lindsay.
What is Vermont?
You got it.
The OED for 8.
Arranged systematically or got workers to join a union. Gilbert.
What is organized?
Yes.
Executive for 1,000.
This brand became synonymous with a private jet after it debuted in 1963. Bombardier makes them now. Francois.
What are Lear jets?
That's it.
Official state stuff, 1,000.
Don Woods, the first weatherman on KTUL, created Gusty, the official cartoon character of this tornado-prone state. Gilbert?
What's Oklahoma?
Yes.
State stuff for 8.
Laugh maniacally as you realize the common one of these is Minnesota's state bird. Francois?
What is a loon?
Loon, yes.
Best-selling books, 1,000.
Girl, she's the motivational speaker and best-selling author of works like Girl, Wash Your Face, and Girl, Stop Apologizing. And her name is Rachel Hollis. Francois, back to you.
The OED for 1,000.
Indicated which instruments should play which notes. Gilbert.
What is orchestrated?
That's it.
OED 600.
Took place. Lindsay.
What is occurred?
Yes.
Med abbreviation for 8, please.
A CBC, or complete this, gets hemoglobin and platelet stats. Lindsay.
What is a complete blood count?
That's right.
UN International Years for 6.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
Let's make it a true daily double, Alex.
All right, for the lead. 2013 was the year of this staple Andean crop, which the UN hopes can help eradicate world hunger.
What is quinoa?
Yes. Popular quinoa.
Best-selling books for 8, please.
This thriller was right on track with its tale of Rachel Watson, who witnesses something shocking on her commute. Francois.
What is it, the girl on a train?
Right.
Official state stuff, 400.
The tallest of the working breeds. It's Pennsylvania state dog. William Penn is said to have owned one. Lindsay.
What is a Great Dane?
Great Dane, that's it, and that takes you to 4,400. Takes us into break number one, so we will pause. Give just a moment or two. Lindsay Schultz is from Pittsburgh. She's a four-day champion, and your appearance in this tournament has given your mom something new to brag about, I understand.
That is true. She used to brag about the fact that when I was 11, I won a local science fair, so I got to do a commercial for the local weather station, dancing and singing to the jingle. So when I've had friends that have come to visit after that, she has on occasion asked me, to sing and dance to the jingle. She hasn't done that with the Jeopardy theme yet, but I have a feeling that's next.
Okay, Gilbert Collins is a university administrator from Princeton, New Jersey. At the beginning of last week, I happened to mention Larry Martin, the player who is not with us because he passed away due to pancreatic cancer. All of the players have been wearing purple ribbons, and I understand that that was your idea.
All of us contestants wanted to honor Larry's memory, stand in solidarity with him, his wife, all his loved ones, and especially everyone out there who's struggling with pancreatic cancer, including you, Alex. Okay. We love you.
Okay, thank you. Francois Barkham from New Paltz, New York. In addition to spending your winnings on yourself and your family, you spent some on your school.
We held a viewing party for my first appearance on Jeopardy in order to raise money for a freshman student who had been diagnosed with cancer to help their travel expenses getting to treatment in New York City.
Oh, gosh, yeah. All right, let's get back into this. Lindsay has command of the board right now.
Best-selling books for 600, please.
This seventh book in the Harry Potter series sold 8.3 million copies on its first day of release. Gilbert.
What is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows?
Yes.
Best-selling books 400.
In Reckless, Chrissy Hynde recounts her early years as the lead singer of this band. Francois.
Who are the Pretenders?
Yes.
Official state stuff, 200.
California has no official state fruit, but does have four state nuts. The almond, the pecan, the walnut, and this. Francois.
What is the pistachio?
You are right.
Best-selling books, 200.
In 2013, this young actress and singer had a bestseller with Staying Strong, a book of affirmations. Lindsay?
Who is Selena Gomez?
No. Who is Demi Lovato? Back to you, Francois.
Executive privilege for 800.
The Toyota Century is the limousine of choice for the person with this title. A new one took over in 2019. Gilbert.
What's CEO?
No. What is Emperor of Japan? Francois.
Executive privilege, 600.
It's the anatomical nickname for executive search consultants. Lindsay.
What are headhunters?
That's right.
Med abbreviations for 6, please.
Doc gets out the little rubber hammer to test your DTR, or deep vis reflex. Lindsay.
What is tendon?
Tendon, correct.
Med abbreviation for 4.
Sometimes done along with a hysterectomy, a BSO is a bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, a removal of these. Gilbert.
What are ovaries?
Yes.
Med for 2.
AKI refers to acute this organ injury, which means you're having trouble removing waste. Lindsay.
What is kidney?
Right.
UN International Years for 1,000.
1982 was the year of sanctions against this country that was suspended from the General Assembly in 1974 and readmitted in 1994. Gilbert.
What is South Africa?
Right.
UN for 8.
2002 was the year of this form of green travel, the visiting of natural habitats in a way that minimizes environmental impact. Lindsay.
What is ecotourism?
Good.
UN International Years for 4.
2009, the International Year of Astronomy, celebrated 400 years of this invention. Francois.
What is the telescope?
Good.
Executive privilege 4.
For a good military retreat, book an executive one at this service academy's Thayer Hotel in the Hudson Valley. Francois.
What is West Point?
Yes.
Executive privilege 2.
If you are forced out of the company, a golden this clause will make sure you are well taken care of. Gilbert?
What is parachute?
Right.
And UN for 2.
2019 is the year of this array of elements, as it's the 150th anniversary. Gilbert?
What is the periodic table?
That is correct, and that takes you up to 4,200. You're going first in Double Jeopardy right after this. So far, this is the closest game in our semifinals. Gilbert, you're at 4,200. You'll try to add to that with these categories in Double Jeopardy. The movies, Tropic of Capricorn, her first published novel. We'll deal with famous Americans, sociology, and finally, you'll love it, word puri, a little bit of everything there. Gilbert?
Let's start with Capricorn for 1,200.
If you're following the tropic westward, just south of Tonga, Monday becomes Tuesday as you do this. Gilbert.
What is crossing the international dateline?
Yes.
Capricorn 16.
The tropic passes through Western Australia, Queensland, and this territory in between them. Lindsay.
What is the Northern Territory?
That's right.
The movies for 16.
Not only did she write and direct Charlie's Angels, this comedic actress also has a co-starring role.
I'm Bosley.
Lindsay?
Who is Banks?
Elizabeth Banks, and that movie opens this Friday. Back to you, Lindsay.
Famous Americans for 12.
Answer? Nearly double? You're in the lead with 9,600.
3,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. During the Blitz, Edward R. Murrow borrowed this five-word phrase from Londoners who weren't sure they'd survive the evening.
What is keep calm and carry on?
No. What is good night and good luck? All right, it's a closer game now. Go again.
Her first published novel for 16.
1940. The heart is a lonely hunter. Lindsay.
Who is McCullers?
Carson McCullers, correct.
Her first published novel for 12.
2005. Twilight. Lindsay.
Who is Meyer?
Stephanie Meyer, yes.
Her first published novel for 2.
1988. The Bean Trees. Who is Barbara Kingsolver? Back to you, Lindsay.
The movies for 12.
A line from this Tarantino film. We ain't in the prisoner taking business. We in the killing Nazi business. Francois.
What is Inglourious Basterds?
That's the film.
Sociology for 12.
In 2017, Jim Brown and Kareem helped launch San Jose State's Institute for the Study of This Society and Social Change. Lindsay?
What is sport?
Yes.
Famous Americans for 16.
This New York Times crossword editor graduated from Indiana with a degree in enigmatology, the study of puzzles. Francois.
Who is Will Shortz?
Yes.
Famous Americans for 2.
This author, known for her gender disparity test, wrote the graphic novel memoir Fun Home. Lindsay.
Who is Bechdel?
Alison Bechdel, yes.
Sociology for 16.
In the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, this ability of humans shapes how we view reality. Lindsay.
What is our ability to speak?
Correct.
Word pari for 12.
This word for a sycophant comes from medicine shows where assistants would pretend to eat amphibians and then be cured. Lindsay.
What is a toady?
Toady, right you are.
The movies for 8.
I always tear up at the line, a toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town, in this Jimmy Stewart film. Francois.
What is It's a Wonderful Life?
You got it.
Famous Americans for 8.
In 1858, this man patented a new type of reusable jar with a screw cap lid and partnered with glass blowers to produce them. Francois.
Who is Mason?
Yes, John Landis Mason.
Tropic of Capricorn for 2.
The answer there, the other daily double.
I'll wager 8,000.
All right, for the lead. Four countries lie completely south of the tropic. New Zealand, Eswatini, Lesotho, and this one in South America.
What is Uruguay?
Uruguay is right, yes. Completely south.
The movies for 2,000.
Hugh Jackman played this senator caught with Donna Rice during his 1988 presidential campaign in The Front Runner. Gilbert.
Who is Gary Hart?
Correct.
Sociology for 2.
William Sumner, a pioneer in sociology, advocated social this-ism, where the poorly adapted die out. Gilbert.
What is Darwinism?
Right.
Word pari for 2.
The word fink, used for strikebreakers, might come from this detective agency, often used in that capacity. Francois.
What is Pinkerton?
Correct.
Word pari, 1600.
This word, found in the name of a grand dam, refers to a deep ravine. Francois.
What is coulee?
Coulee, correct.
Sociology for 8.
It's the term for the conversion of a society from an agricultural economy to one based on manufacturing. Lindsay.
What is an industrial revolution?
No. Gilbert.
What is industrialization?
That's it. We were looking for a single term. So that means you get to pick the next clue. But hold on just a second. I've just been informed by our judges that Lindsay, your response, has been deemed acceptable. So you're picking up $1,600. Now, Gilbert, you pick.
Soch for four.
Marked by things like expensive cars or homes, this type of symbol of social rank comes from the Latin for to stand. Francois.
What is a status symbol?
That's it.
Capricorn for eight.
In an Argentine valley, a huge one of these ancient timepieces marks the tropic's latitude. Gilbert.
What's a sundial?
Correct.
Tropic for four.
In the eastern Pacific, the tropic runs just north of this, also known as Isla de Pascua. It's Lindsay.
What is Easter Island?
Yes.
Her first novel for eight.
1920. The Mysterious Affair at Stiles. Francois.
Who is Agatha Christie?
Correct.
The movies for four.
Forky joins Woody and the gang for the fourth outing in this animated series. Gilbert.
What is Toy Story?
Correct.
Americans for four.
This library pioneer shortened his first name from Melville to Melville. Lindsay.
Who is Dewey?
Dewey is right, yes.
Word for E for eight.
Traditionally, Brits have used this four-letter term for any grain. As a result, they use the term maize for the yellow vegetable. Gilbert.
What is corn?
Correct.
Word for four.
Quebracho, one of the hardest woods, is from Spanish for breaker of this tool. Francois.
What is a saw?
No. Lindsay.
What is an axe?
Axe is right. Now the last clue. Her first published novel, 1811, Sense and Sensibility. Gilbert.
Who is Austen?
Jane Austen, correct. And look at those scores, folks. What a game this has been. Coming right down to the final Jeopardy with today's category as Italian inventors. They'll make their wagers. We'll reveal the clue in just a bit.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
Two major issues solved by one solution, the cleanup plan that's helping save lives and the efforts to bring it to Baltimore City.
You know, because I'm not committing the murders.
The controversy over Mayor Jack Young's response to the city's violent crime.
For this semifinal, the final Jeopardy category is Italian inventors. And players, here's your clue. In a 1644 letter, he wrote, "We live submerged at the bottom of an ocean of air," which is what his invention measures. 30 seconds, good luck. We come to you first, and we take a look and see if you came up with the correct response. You wrote down who is Bernoulli, and that is incorrect. Wagering is very important, and you risked and lost nothing. You remain at 12,600. Let's go to your left now to Lindsay. She had 17,400, and she picked Avogadro, and that also is incorrect. Your wager, 4601. That drops you down a bit to 12,799. And it takes us to Francois Barkham, an 11th grade physics teacher. Did you get the correct response? Torricelli is right. Your wager, not that it matters, 12,801, bumping you way up, 34,801. Congratulations, Francois. Way to go. And, of course, the two people who are waiting in the wings to face you starting tomorrow.
Emma Betcher, Chicago, Illinois.
James Holzhauer, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Going to be a great finals, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to tune us in, won't you? So long, everybody. Take care.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular.